No. Do you open and make kiddush with Sheikh? Do you say leishev?
What?
If you make kiddush, it's open.
Sunday Erev Sukkos, Yudal Letishri, 16th of October, Rabbi Meir Zev Rappaport, Simcha on Yom Tov.
You're going to make kiddush without eating the sukkah tonight. You make kiddush with sukkah. Tonight you make kiddush without eating the sukkah. Just make kiddush with sukkah. Just not eating.
Shoes.
Tonight we make
kiddush. I'm going to move ahead already for another few days and speak about Shmini Atzeres. Yeah. You're already holding after a long Yom Tov. It's been tiring. Simcha Nishboshet. We'll go and say the most difficult mitzvah in the Torah to be mekayim is the mitzvah of Simcha on Sukkos. So it goes, you have to be besimcha every second. Come Shmini Atzeres morning, that you made in shul as a sukkah, and you made kiddush on bromfen. Whether you should have made on bromfen or any other wine, it's like a different shayla. The matter you made kiddush on bromfen Shmini Atzeres, and you have a long davening with tefilas geshen, with Baal Musaf, who's convinced that he's in the great synagogue performing now. And the Rav, you get Madrosha versus Langvi the Yam. And you come home, and you wash, you make Hamotzi and Kazayis, and you say to your Rebbetzin, there's a limit how much I can be capable of. I want a bench, have a little bit of fish, bench, and go have a rest. And the Rebbetzin says, what says? The Rebbetzin learned in the Gates of Zen, he kennt doch die Halochas. And he says, what says? Aber was mit Chiyuv Simcha? Du achiyuv von Bosser wie Yain. No, what's the Halocha? You have to have Bosser wie Yain or not? So, Loma Duchev, let's speak out a little bit this Nidin. Steht in Torah three times. Steht für Samachta Ki Yodua. But before the Gemara Darshan's twice, Pasuk says, in three consecutive Tzukim, Pasuk Gimel, Yudalet, Tesvov, in Vorim, Teferi, Tesayim, it says, Chaga Sukkos, Tase Lecho, Shivas Yomim. And no, 7 days Sukkos. Baos, Pacham, Begonim, Vichamech, Vichvecho, Shteit Vait, Vesamachto, Vichagecho, Ato, Vincho, Vitecho, Vatocho, Vamos, Vamalei, Vagircho, Vayos, Vamon, Asher, Bishorecho. The Chagav, interessant, Vemaim, Ramuzgar, somebody went to he was a Satmar Rebbe from Gezoktas. He said, people, Menshemen is a Groyse Gvir. They wanted to give to yeshivas and to Koilim. And he said, he's got four boys in the yeshiva system and three daughters that he's married off to Koilite. A house in Drei Edemers in Lakewood. He's supporting three Edemers in Lakewood. He's supporting another four Bochrim in the yeshiva system. And he says, there's a Gvul. How much tzokah can I give? I can't finish that. Mosai has the base. I want to give to my own mishpocha. Why do I have to give to other people? Otrim gezokt. As she stated, then posuk Chazal tells Rashi says the v'samachto bechagecho. It says ato uvincho uvitecho avdecho v'amoscho. Four people that have shaychus to your son, your daughter, your maidservant, and your servant. V'halevi v'hager v'hayosef v'halmona. Says the Rabbi Nishlaim. Imato mesameyach shali, ani mesameyach shalcha. But I'm gezokt, as you see from here, that it goes hand in hand. Imato mesameyach shali, ani mesameyach shalcha. You can't split the two. A person not achiyuv, bincho, bitecho, avdcho, v'amoscho, or berotoy achiyuv, alei v'ager v'ayosim v'almono, asher bishorecho, ot achiyuv. There's nothing you can do about it. By the way, it's a good investment anyway. So it's the best investment. Weiter, Shivas Yomim, Tocho Glashem Elekecho, steht weiter, you should be Samech, Yisroach Sameach, she steht twice Vesomachto, steht twice Shivas Yomim. It says Vesomachto, and the Yisroach Sameach, and it says Shivas Yomim. So the Gemara Darshans, and the Mishnah says in Sukkah, HaHalil VeHasimcho Shmoino, 8 days Simcho, even though the Torah says 7, but the Mishnah says 8 days. Ketzad, how do you perform this Melamed? Shechayev Odom Behalle Besimcho Bekol Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag Kishar Kol Mischag. Not just 7 days, but Shmini Atzeres also you have to be Besimcho. Says the Gemara, you're not an Amili, where do you know this from? How do you know 8 days? The Torah states 7 days. The Tana Rabbanon V'yisoach Someach. It says again, Someach. It says V'somachto. Why does it say again V'somachto? Twice Simcha, the rabbi Slayla Yom Tefa Achroim. Says the Gemara, but maybe comes to include the first day. Says the Gemara, no, but the Pasuk says, but you saw Ach Sombeyach. Ach is a mute, it comes to be Memat. So therefore, Ach is Memat the first night, and Sombeyach is Malbe the last day. So why are you telling me there's no Chiyuv Simcha on the first night of Sukkot? But there is a Chiyuv Simcha on Shmini Atzeres day. Maybe say Fakert, if she's not Fakert, that there's no Chiyuv Simcha on the Shmini Atzeres, but there is a Chiyuv on the first night. Says the Gemara, no. Svarin Oysenes, that you should be Malbesh Yom Tov Achrin, because Yom Tov Achrin, Shmini Atzeres day, is already a continuation. You've already been besimcha for the 7 days. Meila, because it's got a simcha lefonov, common sense dictates. Ein lo chabayle chidushoi, tafasta murubaloi tafasta, tafasta miyutu, tafasta. We're always marbe, the minimum chidush. The minimum chidush is a continuation of simcha, rather than starting a new simcha. So we're marbe, a continuation of simcha, that includes day 8, and we are memaid simcha on the first night, which had no previous simcha prior to it. There's no chiyuv simcha today. Therefore, there's no chiyuv simcha tonight. As ich steckt in Gemara. Says Rashi, what does it mean? Simcha? What simcha mean? Shalmei simcha, zogt Rashi. And this comes to be marbe leile yom tefachin shachag. That's why it says v'sameach. Again, says Rashi that if already the last night, you're marbe shmini atzeres night. Kol shekein shmini atzeres day, says Rashi. So on Shmini Atzeres night is a chiyuv simcha because the Torah says vayisoach sameach. That comes to be a marbe Shmini Atzeres night. What about Shmini Atzeres day? Says Rashi will kav choyve. If already there's a chiyuv simcha at night, kol shekein is a chiyuv simcha by day because day is the ikar simcha. So if Shmini Atzeres night is a chiyuv simcha kav choyve, there's a chiyuv simcha Shmini Atzeres day. So if we're to ask you again the kasha which we posed in the beginning, is there a chiyuv simcha on Shmini Atzeres day after the Roslon Grosha? The answer is, well, Rashi says there is. By night the zichi is, by night it's a posuk, v'yisoach sameach comes to be marbe the night. What about day? Says Rashi, it's a Rashi in Sukkah. By Shmini Atzeres day, there's also a chiyuv simcha. The problem is that Rashi in Psochim contradicts the Rashi in Sukkah. Rashi in Psochim says mefurish. Without starting to read it inside, because I was late today, so therefore we're limited with time. So Rashi in Psochim says that the Chiv Simchon Shmini Atzeres is only by night, not by day. So it's a stira in Rashi. Rashi in Sukkah says Shmini Atzeres day, there is a Chiv Simcha. And Rashi in Psochim says it's only a Chiv by night. And Rashi explains himself. Rashi says, because Soif Kol Soif, says Rashi, the Yom Tov Achrin Gufei, the Torah says seven. The Torah doesn't say eight. If the Torah says seven, so what is the seven coming to tell me? The seven is telling me that's only by night, not by day. So it says Rashi, there's a ribi of Sameach. And that's eight, the Mishnah says eight. That's coming to be Melbe, Shmini Atzeres day. Asks Tosafos on Rashi, well, first of all, you've got a contradiction in Rashi. Rashi in Sukkah says there is a Chiyuv Simcha Shmini Atzeres day, and Rashi in Psochim says there's no Chiyuv Simcha Shmini Atzeres day. Ask Tosfos a second question. Frek Tosfos. Rivor asks, but where's your 8 days then? The Mishnah says, Hahalil veHasimcha Shmoino, 8 days Simcha. If you're going to exclude Shmini Atzeres day, so you've only got 7 days. Where's your 8 days? So you'll tell me Shmini Atzeres night is the 8th day. But on the first night there's no Simcha. Ach is memait. There's no simcha on the first night. Says Tosfos Memonosher, you've only got 7 days. On the first night, there's no chiyuv simcha. And according to Rashi, on the 8th day, there's no chiyuv simcha. So where's your 8 days? Where's your 8 days of simcha? How can the Mishnah say, Yahalo v'asimcha shmoino, when there's actually only 7 days of simcha? And those 7 days, if you're talking about nights, it starts from the second night, includes the 8th night. That's only 7 nights. And if you're talking about days, it starts from the first day, but that finishes on the 7th day. So you've only got 7 days of simcha. 7 days of day Simchas and 7 days of night Simchas? Where's your 8 days of Simchas? It can't be that there's no chi of Simchas Shmini Atzeres day, asks Tosfos. More than that, says Tosfos, the Loshon HaMishnah Halil veHaSimcha Shmoino is Mashma HaHalil veHaSimcha Shmoino. Just like Halil is Shmoino, Simcha is also Shmoino. It's the same package deal. HaHalil veHaSimcha. Do me the Halil Fektosfos. When do you say Halil? We say hello by day, right? We say hello by day. After Shacharis, we say hello. So if hello is by day, so presumably Simcha is by day, Frektoisus. So of course you should be a Chiv Simcha Shmini Atzeres day. Azoi Frektoisus of Rashi. And we need to come up with some sort of solution. The emphasis, there's a given Yid from the Grosse Ramdonim in Poland, Menachem Zember. Menachem Zember, he was mamish from the Grosse Ramdonim in Poland. He was from the Gdolei HaDor in Poland. Nebuch, he was killed in the Kiyodua, in the Warsaw Ghetto, Rabbi Nachum Zember. There is contention, there is a lot of disputes amongst the historians whether he was pro the Warsaw Ghetto uprising, whether he was not pro the Warsaw Ghetto uprising. Ich bin nicht kein Historian, ich gehe nicht rein in die Sachen. But that's an interesting little episode in history. Rabbi Nachum Zember, my Zayde actually met Rabbi Nachum Zember, my Zayde went to Poland. As a younger man from England, he went to Poland to he met the Gerer Rebbe. He met the Gerer Rebbe, the Imre Emerson. He was talking. It was after Shacharis, and he was talking and learning to Menachem Zember. And since it's the gekocht, they were mamish arguing and learning with each other. And Mazedi was a younger man in his early 20s, and he was standing there waiting to speak to the Imre Emerson. And the Rebbe suddenly turned to him and he said, "Nu junger man, shuk vozokste." Wanted him to be mishtatef in the talking of learning of these great giants. Menachem Zember clears a shaila, but he doesn't clear it regarding oilas. He doesn't clear it regarding simcha. He clears it regarding oilas re'iyah. On there's three korbanos involved in sukkos. One of them is oilas re'iyah. The Torah says shalish pa'am b'ashani yirah kol zechucha. You can't appear in front of Hashem in the Beis Hamidosh. You've got an obligation of Aliyah. But you can't appear without bringing a korban. That's why this is here. Tzido Hashem Michegiga. Tzido Hashem Me Simcha. And we're discussing Simcha here. So we'll see what exactly Simcha is. But Rabbi Nachum Zember declares regarding Oilas Re'iyah. He asks, the Oilas Re'iyah, declared to Rashai. He asks Oilas Re'iyah, what is the Yesod of Oilas Re'iyah? Is Oilas Re'iyah merely a Heicha Timtza? Is a Chiyuv Akrova? Is there an obligation to be Makriv on Oilas Re'iyah? To sacrifice an Oilas Re'iyah? Or you need to bring an Oilas Re'iyah, you need to bring it. Therefore, because it says Lo Yiro Pon Areikom, therefore it's merely a Heicha Timtza in order to have it. It's a Heicha Timtza. That is clear. And he brings rayas. He brings many rayas. Doseis tazei. More than that, he asks, is there actually a special thing called oilas re'iyah? Or are all oilas under one category? Oilas yoledes, oilas nazir, whatever it is, the oilas, there's all sorts of oilas. Is there a special thing called oilas re'iyah? That there's an obligation to bring an oilas re'iyah? Oilas re'iyah is merely a hechatimtza, because you can't appear in the Beis HaMikdash empty-handed, so you need to have an oilas re'iyah. Is there a specific obligation to sacrifice? So he says that first of all, Rosh Rambam says that you're makriv the oilo l'shem oilas re'iyo. That when the coin is makriv the coin, you have to have in mind not oilo but oilas re'iyo. There's a special thing to bring an oilas re'iyo. More than that, he says that the Tosfos asks a tuntum. Somebody who's mesupik whether he's a zocher or a keva. If he's a zocher, he's got a chiyuv aliyah l'rega. He's got a chiyuv oilas re'iyo. If he's in a keva, he's got no chiyuv. And faket. If a woman brings an oilas re'iyah, it's a chulin ba'azora, it's asu. Says Tosfos, a tumtum, the chayru could bring a korban oilas re'iyah b'tanai, can make a condition. If he's a male, it should be an oilas re'iyah. And if he's a female, it should be an oilas nedava. So Dr. Menachem Zember, who needs to make it tanai? It's an oilas, an oilas is an oilas. Since when is there different types of oilas? Is there an oilas nedava and an oilas re'iyah? Vaisus is a bazum l'shem oilas re'iyah. And there's various rayas to it, but time does not permit us to go into it. L'choira, the same shaila that Reb Menachem Zember asks on Oilas Re'iyah, can ask on Oilas, on Shalmei Simcha. What is Shalmei Simcha? There's a chiyuv, ve'oyiso ach someach, v'somachto. Therefore, says Rashi, how do you perform this obligation of Simcha? Besar Shlomim. Shalmi Simcha, it's called. The Shlomim of joy. You have to eat Besar Shlomim. Do you also have to be makrib Besar Shlomim? Or is it enough just to eat Besar Shlomim? Das heißt also, the chiyuv to sacrifice Besar Shlomim, is it an obligation or is it merely a means to an end? A person has to eat Besar Shlomim. Where's he going to get Besar Shlomim from if he doesn't snore it from a neighbor? You have to be makriv. Does he have to be makriv? Well, if he can get by without being makriv, he can eat Besar Shlomim without being makriv, eat Besar Shlomim without being makriv. Is there a chiyuv akrova of Besar Shlomim? Or is there only a chiyuv achila? And a chiyuv akrova is merely a means to eating. You can pose the same shayla. It's a shayla that Nachum Zemba asks by Uras Re'ir, you can ask by Shalmi Simcha. Is there a chiyuv akrova or not? So if we propose that there is a chiyuv akrova of Shalmi Simcha, there's two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv to be makriv akrovim shlomim, and there's a chiyuv to eat basar shlomim. Those are the two chiyuvim. Could well be the chiyuv to eat is for 8 days, but the chiyuv to be makriv is only 7 days. V'hakol bo al makoyim b'sholim. That says the chiyuv to eat applies from the first day, including Shmini Atzeres. And that, sorry, from the first night, including Shmini Atzeres. It's 8 days. Full 8 days. Mashen Rechiv Akrov is only 7 days. Das can say. Das can say. Sorry? Oh, somebody asked me this Akrov Benach. But first of all, Eimurim, you can be put on Mizbech by night. And also, could be a Chiv to be Osuk in the Akrov. That means to make sure that for tomorrow you're Makrov. You've got a Chiv to be Osuk. You can't actually be Makrov, but you've got a Chiv to be Osuk in the Mitzvah of Akrov. Oba, Lemaisa, it's actually a Machloikus Rav Shach and Chazanish. Rav Shach and Avi Ezer and Chazanish, whether Bichlal is a chiyuv hakrovas shlomim, or whether it's merely a means to an end. But there could be, there's another yesoid, which Reb Chaim Soloveitchik points out. The Gemara in Pesachim says, and this is nagia to us, Tonu Rabbonon, chayev odom lesameach bono v'bnei beisoi b'regel. A person is obligated to be mesameach. I wouldn't then have to say it in English, to cause somebody else to have joy. If there's a word, one word you can say it. Sorry? Yeah, one word is a way to be mesameyach.
Rejoice.
To cause somebody else to rejoice.
To make the enemy happy.
To make the enemy happy, yes. To be mesameyach bonav b'nei rega. Shene'emar. There is one word for it. It's called an expensive outfit. V'somachto v'chagecho. V'me mesamcho. B'yayin. With wine. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, no. Doesn't have to be yayin, it depends who. Anoshim b'roi lehem, anoshim b'roi lehem. Men with what's fitting for them, and women with what's fitting for them. Anoshim b'roi lehem, what does a man want? He wants some wine. So, anoshim b'mai, what does a woman want? Well, depends where you come from. If you come from Bovel, from Babylonia, if you come from Golders Green, you need to have Biblitz Avoyim. You need to have top range. If you come from Eretz Yisrael, big day pishlom begotzim, it's enough to have big day pishlom begotzim, as long as it's white, as long as it's ironed, it is all good. Tanya, we learned in a braise, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Oimer, Bizman shebeis amigdash kayim, ein simcha ele bebosor, ha'i shlomim, shenema v'zovachto shlomim, v'ochalto shom, v'somachto lifnei Hashem nekecha, v'achshov she'ein beis amigdash kayim, mipnei chatoeinu gorini ma'arceinu, v'chor beis amigdashenu, is ein simcha ele be'yayin shenema, v'yayin yesamach v'vav emesh. Says Reb Chaim, that fundo weist ois, that in a Torah, there's two aspects to the Chiyuv Simcha. And the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs brings it out. Hu shitzivonu, as mitzvahs asein nun dalet, says the Rambam. Hu shitzivonu rismayach v'regoni. Hu onro yisale v'somachto v'chagecho. What does that mean? V'anin arishoin. The first aspect is, shiyakri kol mishlomim. The koil of ba'omrim, by says the Rambam, holds the Chiyuv Akrova, by the way. The koil of ba'omrim v'somachto v'chagecho. Masha Omru Gankein, Smach Bechol Minei Simcha. Not just Psar Shalomim. But you should be Mesamech with all sorts of Simcha. For example, eat Basa B'yomim Toivim, eat meat, Lishtesiyan, drink wine, to wear new clothes, and to give out Peiros Uminei Mesika. By the way, a treat in the old days wasn't a sweet, but it was fruit. Peiros Uminei Mesika, Lektanim Elanoshim, Ulishchot B'Kri Nigun, to play music, Lilkoit be Mikdosh to dance in the Mikdosh. This is, of course, this is the Samach. It's all ze kuloi nichnas tachas oimre v'samachta b'chagecho. That this is all falls under the category of samachta b'chagecho. Similarly to tzitzis. Tzitzis, you have tzitzis, we wear tzitzis lavon. And if you add on tcheles, if you have the tcheles, yeah, I don't know if you're main or onu, but when there was tcheles, then that's a mitzvah b'yiduro. That's the mitzvah b'shleimuso. Says, Vaisus in Rambam says, Reb Chaim, that there's two dinim in Simcha also. There's a din of psar shlomim, or psar shlomim, shlomim meat, and there's also a din of other simchas, which is basar, yayin, clothes, v'chulu v'chulu. Says Reb Chaim wants to answer a kasha of the Shagas Arya. Another 2 minutes, Reb Chaim. The Shagas Arya asks the following question. We just read the Gemara, and I think a couple of you were surprised at the beginning. There's no chiv simcha on the first night of Sukkot. It doesn't make sense. We just read the Gemara, right? The Gemara says, Vayisa ach, the word ach comes to exclude the first night. There's no chiyuv simcha the first night of Sukkot. So thank the Shagas Arya, if that's the case, an Oveil, Nebuch, somebody who's Niftar Kroivoy, and he's an Aveilus. Lech Oveil, his Aveilus should continue into the first night of Sukkot. Because the Gemara says that the only reason there's no Aveilus on Sukkot is because that Simcha is an Asay de Rabbim, and Aveilus is a Chiyuv de Yochid. And Asay de Rabbim is Doichel Chiyuv de Yochid. That's why there's no Aveilus. But there is no Asay on that night. There's no Simcha by night, the Gemara says. So why isn't an Aveilus Noig Aveilus on the first night? We should go be Menachem Abel on the first night of Sukkot. People are in Aveilus. Sorry?
There must be Simcha.
Oh, so he said there must be Simcha. This makes sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Oh, Zotem Chayim. Zotem Chaim, yeah, you're right, there must be Simcha. Pshat is, the Simcha of Yayin, Begodim, Minei Mesika, Peiros, that applies by night also. Because you can't split the day into two regarding the joy of Simcha. That applies for 8 days, says Reb Chaim. That applies by night also. The Chiyuv of Psar Shlomim only starts by day, says Reb Chaim. And that explains it. The Chayra, we can take the very same Reb Chaim, who speaks about the first night and day, and we can transfer it to the last day also. And we can answer the contradiction in Rashi as follows. Rashi in Sukkot says that there is a chiyuv of simcha by day. He was talking about basar, yayin, clothes, mina mesika, peiros, etc. That applies by day also. If at night the simcha, kol shekem by day the simcha, ha'hanu ve'asimcha shmoyna, you can't split the day into two. But when it comes to psal shlomim, that's only by shemini atzeres by night. That's how you can answer. And Rashi in Psochim, who says only by night, was talking about psal shlomim. Rashi in Sukkah, who said this simcha by day, also was talking about boso, yain, begodim tzivoyin, bigdei pishton, meguhotzin, menye mesika, peiros, v'chulu v'chulu. According to this, Sadova Poshut, that Shmini Atzeres by day. There's no excuse. Therefore, Malachim Shmini Atzeres also. Bosso the Yain. And Mine Mesika, Bechulu Bechulu, there's Chiyuv of Simcha, is for 8 days, beginning the first night of Sukkot and ending at the end of Shmini Atzeres. Atzeres day, which is we have Simcha Stoiva here in Chutz Aretz, but it includes all 8 days. Psach Shlomim is excluded. Is excluded from the first night. Adka. Anders Lohop Ma, Melech in Yom Tov.
Women also look to drink wine.
So that's the Gemara says that it depends. It says, Anoshim, so Machloik is in Gemara, Anoshim Beroy Lohim. Anoshim Beroy Lohim.
So
a man has Simcha B'yayin, a woman has Simcha B'yayin.
Yeah.